This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A Native American leader is calling on the Wisconsin legislature to expand educational opportunities for students who are members of the state's 11 federally recognized tribes. Thomas Fowler is chairman of the St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin, which has its tribal headquarters in Webster, 100 miles northwest of Eau Claire. Fowler gave an annual State of the Tribes address Tuesday at the state capitol. He says more than three decades ago, a law, now known as Act 31, began requiring the teaching of Native American history in Wisconsin schools. But Fowler asked lawmakers to collaborate further on Indian education at all levels, for example, at state universities.
We thank the University of Wisconsin at Madison for bringing free tuition to enrolled tribal members. We ask it now be expanded through Governor Evers's budget to include full tuition waivers at other UW campuses closer to those of us in rural Indian country.
Fowler also requests more state support for two tribal universities in Wisconsin, run by the Lacoutere and Menominee tribes. He says there are also bills this year that would help younger students.
So that school boards and charter schools don't prohibit American Indian students from wearing traditional regalia at a graduation ceremony.
The measure would also apply to other school-sponsored events. Republicans controlling the legislature have promised to rewrite the two-year state budget proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. GOP members also appeared to sit quietly yesterday when Chairman Fowler praised Evers on other topics. Near the end of his remarks, Fowler made a call for unity.
And I am here today to ask that you remember going into this new session, we are all better when we are working together.
Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.